Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
It's good to be talking to Michael out in Ocoee. If you don't mind, I know you're a little upset about this, but why use a radio station to get a hold of a girl?
Hey, yeah. Well, I mean, I haven't really had success any other way, so I feel like it's my last and only opportunity to actually get in touch with her.
Okay.
I know it sounds ridiculous, but seriously.
No, it's all good. And you said her name was Tammy. So explain to me a little bit about the date.
Yeah. So, you know, we decided to go to an outlet mall because it was just, you know, nice to walk around. We get something to eat. I just feel like girls are not getting back to guys on dates. And it's just like, I hear it happening all the time, like from friends and on the show. And I just think it's, honestly, I think it's bullshit.
Okay. Man, and I feel you. So I'm going to take her number here and we're going to call Tammy. Let me talk to her first really quickly, and then I'll try to get the both of you talking, okay?
All right.
Hello?
Yes, was hoping to speak to Tammy, please.
This is she, may I ask who's calling?
Tammy, yes. My name is Obi, and I work for K92.3. So K92.3 here in Orlando is our big radio station. I don't know if you listen to the show.
Who is this?
Okay, so my name is Obi, and this is something called the Second Date Update.
This, I mean, it sounds familiar.
Okay, so the reason why I'm calling you is because you went on a date with a guy named Michael, and I would love to pay for you guys to go on another date.
Oh, okay.
If that's cool.
I don't think that's going to happen for me.
Okay, well, just to let you know, Tammy, Michael did call me. He kind of let me in on everything. And so, yeah, I'm just trying to pair you two together again. But if you're not, okay, so what can I go back to him with?
It's going to be a big no on my end for that. So.
Okay. Was there anything that happened? Did he try to go in for a kiss?
Did
he make
no.
you guys go
so
Dutch?
No. You know the Premier outlets?
Yes.
So, and you know how they get really crazy, super crowded?
Yeah.
So I feel like he put me in a weird spot because we're trying to find parking and he passes a pretty good spot. So he asks me to get out and physically keep the spot with my body so that he could go back around. While he's doing this, 2 to 3 people, obviously in cars, are like, get out of the way. What are you doing? I don't know. Maybe they're from Brazil. They're yelling at me in another language. And I just had so much pressure on me. I was like, finally, like, you know what? I have no idea what this person's even saying. I gave him the spot. And when he came back around, Michael had an attitude with me and started also giving me crap and yelling at me.
Okay, so whoa, hold on. I'm just trying to put two and two together. So you were physically with your body standing in an empty parking spot?
Exactly.
And other people wanted that spot?
By the fourth car that came around, they were speaking a different language, so they started yelling at me. And I just ended up giving them the spot.
Okay, so, okay, but hold on. I still don't understand why you're not getting back to him.
Because when he came around, he started yelling at me.
Okay, and I see how that would cause some anxiety. Okay, so can we do this? Because you haven't called him back, and I totally get it now. But can I get the both of you talking? Because Michael is on the line right now, and now all of us can talk about this.
Hey, Tammy, I mean, it was pretty annoying because, I mean, we probably wasted like 40 minutes trying to find a spot after that. But, you know, I'm sorry if I kind of like rose my voice a little bit, but I thought we had a nice date after that. And I mean, I don't think I was like out of line in terms of like getting upset, but, you know, I'm sorry that if you were offended and like I can definitely keep that in mind next time.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I barely know you and you were yelling at me on a first date when it didn't even start yet. And then I guess maybe you thought the date went well because I barely spoke after. So I don't know. I think we were on different dates.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it doesn't matter if I try to do a reset and pay for you guys to go on another date?
No, it wouldn't. It would be a no for me.
And Tammy, I want to be respectful of that. And Michael, I tried to do what I could, and at least we got the both of you talking.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.